Hey everybody, and welcome back to Storytime with Shade. Thank you so much for being here. Before we jump right into this week's episode, just a quick shout out. This podcast is sponsored by Orange Hat Film Productions. If you haven't checked them out already, please go do, guys. They're a very talented group of people. They're creating a bunch of original indie films and content. You can check out their stuff for free at their website, orangehatfilmproductions.com. They actually just recently released a full-length movie, 44 Caliber, as well, so please go check them out and support them in any way you can. Any more information or to check out some of their content, again, please go check them out at orangehatfilmproductions.com, or you can just search Orange Hat Film Productions at any Facebook, Instagram, anything like that to find their handles. Again, thank you so much for supporting the podcast, and here we go into this week's episode. Hope you guys have been enjoying the escape room so far, and here we go. Chapter 14. Felix looked across the room in dismay, wishing that there weren't any metal bars stopping him from checking on Jeremy. He didn't look too good, but he was still breathing, so that was something. He wanted to yell across to him to wake him up, if even just a chat so he wouldn't feel so damn afraid. But he figured if Jeremy was sleeping, then at the very least he was spared the agony of being conscious and feeling the pain from his arm, so he should probably let him rest. Which, unfortunately, left Felix alone in the dark dungeon with just the small light of his upturned phone from across the room and his thoughts. Just yesterday, he never would have believed in another world. Now, he had put all of his hope in a mysterious stranger that had disappeared after being shot in the heart. He would have questioned the man's existence, even now, if not for the heavy weapon in his hands. He looked it over, carefully, and couldn't quite figure it out. There was a trigger, like a normal gun, but other than that, he couldn't figure out anything else about it with his limited knowledge. There were no seams or telltale signs of where a magazine would be inserted. He wasn't sure if he pointed the gun and fired, if it would go off or not. How many bullets, or whatever it shot, were left inside? Or did it use some form of magic? Felix just hoped the gun still worked. At this point, it was his only defense if the creature returned before the Wanderer. Chapter 15. Teeth didn't have any friends, but he did have accomplices. Mostly drawn together out of necessity, there was one who offered his services to any from the outskirts that required them, for a price. Known to Teeth only as the Shadow Man, he used his powers to aid the dark creatures of the world in an attempt to further the corruption of the green. Sitting on a makeshift throne of bones and steel inside of an abandoned warehouse, he watched Teeth enter his domain with a look of curiosity, his dark eyes glinting excitedly. Teeth took a shaky knee before him and waited. "You can stand, Teeth, my friend. What brings you here? I thought things were going well," the Shadow Man said, stroking a skull embedded on the end of his armrest as he stared down from his throne.
They were. I've been found."
Calmly, but with an underlying malice and disapproving tone, he said, "We have rules in place for a reason, Teeth. What did you do?" Teeth looked fearfully onwards as he blubbered.
"Nothing, I swear it's... it was a Wanderer."
The Shadow Man stood from his throne and walked towards Teeth, who tried his best not to cower at his approach.
"You're sure?"
Teeth nodded vigorously.
He used magic.
Really? The Shadow Man said, amused. Well, that is something. He paused for a moment, and Teeth looked on expectantly, waiting for what his master would say. I can get you fixed up, but you'll have to deal with this yourself. I have much more at stake than to risk it all getting involved with you. Can you handle this, Teeth?
Yes, sir.
He waved the sigil of the dark almost offhandedly, and black smoke plumed into Teeth's wounds as they began to mend. When the ritual was complete, Teeth stood and made to exit the building. He feared the longer he stayed in the presence of the Shadow Man, the more things were likely to take a turn for the worse. Before he reached the main door, the Shadow Man called out and Teeth stopped, his hand on the knob and a lump in his throat. Oh, and Teeth, if you fail, I'll kill you myself. And that is it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back in no time at all with more of the escape room, so just keep an eye out. If you have not subscribed already, please do. Also, if you could leave a rating wherever you listen, on iTunes, Spotify, anything like that, that'd be greatly appreciated as well. And I do also have a Facebook group now. You can just search Storytime with Shade. That's the place to go if you're looking for updates or anything like that. But again, thank you so much for being here. We'll be back soon with more of the escape room. And until then, take care of yourselves, everybody, and have a good one. Thank you.